The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one is greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything that I have heard from my Father. 'Twas not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus prayed for the dead. Not because we're worried that after we take and drink, this is my blood, because he gives himself again for us. He shows us what the commandment to love really looks like. When we pray for our dead at Holy Mass, first because they have done the same, because everyone who ever met him, Mr. Gary, was a man who gave his life for other people, but also because even now, in death, Jesus is giving his life for Mr. Gary and for us. I saw something the other day which really struck me, which I think is important for all of us. It was in the midst of gathering with another family about somebody who had died. And both the mom and the dad sat there and wept in front of the kids. And that was the greatest gift they could have given. Moms, grandmas, dads, grandpas, aunts, uncles, where we are, they're here. You can help teach your kids how to grieve. And in times like this, when they're hurting especially, even if you might not be quite, if you didn't know them as well, you can teach our little ones how to grieve. When we told the kid on Tuesday that Mr. Gary had passed away, two things happened. We gathered here in the church, and we told the kids that Mr. Gary had died, and we said, what do we do when people die? And we prayed for them. So we knelt down and we said a rosary together. But one of the teachers knew that their class was having an especially hard time. And so Mrs. Curry, the counselor, and the teacher and I went to that classroom and told them. And the kids cried. And after just a few minutes of crying, they did something that I didn't expect. Surprisingly cool, right? Do you know what they did? The kids in that class did. They took each other by the hand, they gave each other a hug, and they started to comfort one another. And the teacher said, spontaneously, blessed of sorrow, for they shall be comforted. Your kids didn't just learn a lesson from a good teacher, but they did that. Your kids fulfilled the prophecy of the Lord in the gospel. They answered his command to love one another. The other thing that happened was, as soon as the hard part of the cry got out, they started taking each other one by one back to the prayer corner in the room. They knelt down in front of the crucifix and they started to pray for themselves, for each other, and for Mr. Garrett.